the church celebrates the feast of the presentation of the Lord, and today's gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. In our gospel reading today, St. Luke tells us about a very joyful day in the city of Jerusalem. A young couple, along with their young son, meet two elderly people named Simeon and Anna. Simeon responded to meeting Jesus by praying aloud. Cradling the infant in his arms, he blessed God in a prayer that has made its way into Compline, the church's official night prayer. Anna's response was to tell everyone about Jesus, especially those people who were waiting in hope for a sign of God's favor. These two very devout Jewish people of very advanced age embody two fundamental qualities of being aware of the presence of God. Simeon lifted up his heart in prayer, and Anna spoke out about Jesus before others. Simeon's meeting with the Holy Family led him toward God in prayer. Anna's meeting with the Holy Family led her to share the good news. Each of them has something fundamental to teach us about how to welcome the Lord. We are to thank the Lord in prayer and to bear witness to the presence of God in our lives. Like Simeon, we thank God in prayer for the gift of His Son, the light who enlightens us. Like Anna, we proclaim God's gift to others by what we say and do. The Lord, who entered His temple as the light of the world, has entered our lives too. Simeon and Anna show us how to respond to His gracious coming.